want to talk to you. Come over here, David, and talk to Daddy. Tell him hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Tell him that we went out to eat tonight.
In the night.
In the car?
In the car.
Fun, wasn't it?
Fun.
What did you eat? Potato?
Potato.
What else? Shrimp?
Shrimp?
And milk?
Milk.
He was such a good boy.
Thank
you. He was. Tell him who you went to see today.
Snowy.
Oh, he went to see Snowy. Did you see Mrs. Wentz today, too? Yeah, you and Tina.
Tina.
Tell him who Tina is.
Tina.
Tina's their little teeny dog.
Tina dog.
Yes, a nice little dog. He was a good boy.
Wet and pants.
No, he didn't wear his pants. Not at all.
Today, Mother went and got me some beautiful material for a circle skirt.
Oh, Daddy, this is Mark. We went out for dinner tonight, and it was a pretty good dinner. Because he served it, and Gravy took the car kind of ready to come out and all serve it. We had hamburgers, and we had french fries, of course. That's what I liked.
I'm going home, but I'm going to wait until you're coming home to play it.
Hello, Daddy. The next one I want to play is Quarter Note Hop, and I know that real good.
Evelyn and I went shopping. We did most of it over at the Marine Theater. I wanted to fill up the car with some different...
I'd written to him asking about these United Nations emergency forces, about all the different contingents, and where they were, and how many men.
Would you like to come and tell Daddy that you got the koala bear yesterday in the mail? Tell him how much you like it? Tell him about it. Daddy spent the koala bear?
Koala bear.
You like it?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Did you take him to bed with you?
Yeah.
You slept in the bed with you?
Tiger.
Tell Daddy.
Tiger.
No, you talk on this and then Daddy can hear you. Tell Daddy how much you like it.
Bye.
Oh, Daddy, I like it.
I like it.
Like the bear? Let's talk about the bear. Look at him. Tell him about his pretty little nose and his little feet. What color are his ears? What color are his ears?
See
where his ears? See?
Tell us.
What color?
White.
White, yes.
White.
Where's his tail?
Go.
Go. Tell Daddy you want him to hurry and come home. Yeah. Tell Daddy you love him.
Yeah.
Say, you love Daddy.
I like
Daddy. Yeah.
I love my mama.
See? Well,
he
can't see it. Talk to him.
Talk to me.
Your doggy?
Dado.
What's his name?
Dado.
Dado.
Wow.
Where is he? In the garage.
House.
No, he's not in the house now.
Garage.
He's in the garage. He sleeps in the garage, doesn't he?
Little garage.
Yeah. He likes you, doesn't he?
I like.
You like Santa?
I like that though.
Yes,
I like.
I like what?
I like Daddy.
Daddy, of course you like Daddy. Now, you want to hear that play back?
Yeah. Do you want to play?
Sitting right. David had had some Coke for his lunch, but he's been complaining of the tummy ache ever since. I don't think he'll have the tummy ache anymore after that burp. Darling, the letter that you sent to Kurt and Bill with the stamps in it just came. And it just occurred to me when Kurt was oohing and aahing over him. Some of them, he said, most of them, in fact, he said he had never even seen in the catalog. Just reminded me that since Sam Doane is such a stamp collector, maybe something nice we could do. One of those unusual stamps and send to him. I know he would appreciate it. You know, he's such a character anyhow. It just... he's a what, did you say? Kurt says... Are you a dormant chaplain? I'm sure you're a dormant husband, anyway.
Well, what more worthwhile experience a person could have?
Buddy, I play Dinkler. I go there.
Yeah, and you had a nap, didn't you?
What are you going to do now, David?
I'm putting on your bathing suit?
I put on my little pants.
Little pants, yeah.
Boy,
I mean, this day turned out to be the hottest one yet. All the kids came home with their tongues hanging out. I had made a great big pitcher of iced tea and had it all lined up. Iced tea. So they've all been sitting around sipping. And one of Bill's friends came and asked him to come over and play in the sprinkler in his swimsuit. So I told David and Mark, if they'd get theirs on, I'd set up the sprinkler out on the patio and they could play out there. Now it's after 9:30 and all the bambinos have had their baths and are in bed. Should be going to sleep. Some of them are asleep. This evening we ate out on the patio. I finally... Bowl and got some hot dogs and some rolls, some popsicles, and came back by the church. Mark and Bill had been over there for RAs. They meet now on Monday nights from 6 until 7, and they start on time and they get through on time. The fellow who's in charge of it is the Navy chief, and he's used to doing things on time. Unfortunately, our pastor is not, and we run into a little difficulty sometimes getting home at the proper time. Anyhow, when we got home then, I set up the little charcoal brazier out on the back edge of the patio, and we brought our hot dogs and tasted so good. So we've christened it now. And then the accordion and piano teacher came. He is the same one. And Bill had his accordion lesson first, and then Kurt had his piano lesson. I do hope this is going to be better. I know it's going to be better for Bill. Bill just didn't get along with the woman. I'm sure it was as much as anything because he was disappointed that she wasn't beautiful after the man had built him up, so told Bill that she was whistle bait, or that she was whistled at down at the office. He just couldn't get over it. He just thought it was a terrible thing that he had been stuck with somebody like that, and they wanted to give Kurt the same teacher as his piano teacher, and I just put my foot down. This fella seems to know what he's doing, and Kurt recognizes that at least he does know his business, and that may help some. I hope so. If Kurt doesn't snap out of it after a few times with him, I'm just going to, without any further ado, just transfer him over. I'll just knock it off for Kurt anyway, and let either Lee or Mark take up.
I don't know. I'd certainly like to try.
Hi, Daddy. This is Kurt. I'd like to thank you very much for the stamps and stuff we got today. Bill and I really enjoyed them. He and I had gone partners on our stamps for, we have been that way for quite a while. I'm slowly turning the thing over to him, not actually, but in theory, anyway. I'm going to guide him along for a while until I think he's old enough to take care of the thing and do it right, and I'm branching off and becoming lost more in my covers than the stamps. But he and I really got a charge out of those today. I sorted through them this afternoon, looked through them, and I really had a lot of fun. And I'd like to thank you very much again. And Bill said thank you, too. He's not in here, but he told me a while ago he really enjoyed it. Yeah, he's supposed to be in bed.
I'll tell you, fires aboard ship can be pretty serious things. Everybody's going to fire quarters. I can hear the footsteps running on the ladders.
I hear footsteps running all the time, too, but no ladders. I certainly didn't accomplish a nickel's worth today. I didn't iron anything except a pair of jeans to get Mark off to school this morning. Still got a great big stack of it in there, waist high, from the floor, that is. And I didn't even run anything through the washer. I guess I should go out there and do that now, although it's 10 o'clock at night. A little late for that sort of thing. I did get the dining room and kitchen floor mopped up. Boy, it's some doozy when you try to squeeze out a mop with your left hand. It was pretty sloppy wet. Took a long time to dry, but it's a good thing it was a nice, hot, dry day and didn't take it nearly as long as it would have otherwise. I mopped up the floor in the bathroom the other night down on my hands and knees with a sponge. I could squeeze out a sponge with one hand. I just can't do any of the things that I ordinarily do with my right hand. And it really gets frustrating. Doggone it, and you're so used to being able to do anything you please and everything. And things that you don't even please, but anyway, things that need to be done. And it disconcerting not to be able to do the necessaries. Boy, if I didn't have that ironer, I know I'd never make it through. But I intend to go in there now. It's getting cool. And I think I'll just sit and run some things through this afternoon. One reason I didn't accomplish any more is that I just goofed when I got David to bed. It was about 1 or 1:30 when he got to bed after we talked to you at first. I just went in and climbed up on my bed and slept until after Mark came home from school. I just felt like I needed it, and I guess if I hadn't had that, I would have been really bogged down before now. And with the medicine I'm taking, I think I'm making progress with my
throat, anyhow. It's better tonight. When the aspirin wears off, it begins to get real sore again, but I just try to keep it doped up. Get a little terramycin will eventually take care of the infection, I feel sure. I think I'll probably buy one of those buckets with the roller things on top to squeeze out my mop. I think that would probably be as good an investment as I could make, since I can't seem to find anybody to come and do the things for me. If I could, I certainly would at this point. After a while, you know, you just sort of give up on fighting this battle of dollar and a quarter an hour help and decide you'd pay anything if you could just get good help. Darling, I just wanted to say before I go any further, you keep coming back to the Polaroid camera. If you want to get one, go ahead and get one. Goodness sakes, I don't think I'm going to get a television set. In the first place, I don't believe it would be wise to reward the children for their misdeeds, and that's just about what it would amount to. We've had a lot of peace and quiet without it, and although there are some programs I'd like to see, if it were in the house, it would just entail a lot more squabbles and frustrations on their part and irritations on my part. And I just, at this point anyway, unless they change radically, I don't think that we will invest in a television set. I had sort of halfway promised them that when school was out, then I'd see about getting this one fixed, but I don't think I'm even going to do that. I don't think they deserve it. I certainly don't feel that it was failure on your part, the reason the children have turned out like they have. It's failure on anybody's part, it's on my part. But both of us certainly keep trying and trying, and I will continue to try. It gets discouraging when we don't see any results. It gets me down sometimes, especially when I don't have you here to give me a little encouragement. But if I can just live through this summer, then I just hope and pray the Lord won't send you back out. Won't allow the Navy to send you back out anyway. As long as Kurt and me are still both at home. Because that is the biggest problem. I could just laugh in the faces of these people who say, oh, well, how nice for you that you have a couple of teenagers at home to help you while your husband is away. Little do they know. I'm going to have to go now, darling, and get onto that pile of ironing. Otherwise, I'll have to get up in the morning and iron something else for them to wear to school. If I can get a little bit ahead of them, it'll be a help. You know how much we miss you, darling. Everywhere we turn, every one of us just miss you until it's pathetic. Maybe that's one reason the children behave as unlovely as they do. They just miss you so. I know I do. Days just don't have much meaning, and neither do nights, so far as that's concerned. I love you.
Thank you. organ music of Spain and Portugal, played by E. Power Biggs, organist, from this new Columbia recording, 5167. So we come to the...
Did you make it?
Yeah, cousin.
Oh, that's why I can smell it. All of your hands.
Look at me, Mama.
Why, yes. Rubber your nose with your glass.
Conversation took place one evening at the supper table. It was just an experiment, but I decided to leave it in and send it to you. Maybe it wouldn't make you feel too bad one way or the other. The good things would make you feel good, and the bad things would help make it a little bit less gruesome to be away from us. Anyway, we're going to try to get a tape together to send to you for your birthday. It's hard to know what to do, but I thought that would be something that you would enjoy. Bill had just caught on that the tape recorder was working when he made the little remark that he bet he'd be gladder than anybody when Daddy came home. We've been trying to watch on evening programs and record a few of the nicer organ numbers for you. We thought that would be something that you would enjoy having. The ones that you like especially, you can copy off onto another tape and then have this tape to go again with. This evening I was able to get one whole side of beautiful organ music played on the special pipe organ at Columbia University, and it is really lovely. Then they played one chorus or chorale number, which is very fine. I think you'll enjoy both of them. So that's what's on the reverse side. Lee is going to sing for you, and I'll give it a whirl too, darling, since you insisted. Anything to make you happy. That's the way we feel, you know.
Oh, Daddy, I'm going to play some Wigwam on the piano.
Sunday night, the 26th of May. The children are all ready for bed, and Mark was in his pajamas when he played you a little ditty for you. That child is just amazing. I think that we are going to have to give him piano lessons. It seems to me that he's going to go ahead too far and too rapidly, maybe without the proper instruction, if we don't get him in the hands of a teacher pretty soon, because he just comes and sits down and opens the book and picks the songs out. And he knows them, too. He's really wonderful, and that would just thrill me to death if we had a real piano player in the bunch. I don't think Kurt's going to ever decide to practice enough to make his piano lessons worthwhile. Lee thought for a little while that she would like to take in his place, but she says, well, I don't know whether I'd practice either or not, so maybe I'll just let Kurt drop it and let Mark take over. or I have asked him, has Kurt to go ahead until school is out and then give it a whirl when he doesn't have so many other things on his mind. Maybe he will practice a little more. If he doesn't, I think we'll just let Mark take over because he certainly is ready, in my opinion. He's so interested in it now, and I don't know, they lose interest in things so quickly. I feel that we should take advantage of it.
Mother and I are going to sing Lead Me to Calvary. Altogether lovely.
Hear something good, wait until the one that Inez is making for you comes. This is just for you anyway. Probably throw this one out because it reminds you of your mother, yet it certainly doesn't sound like her.
My father is rich,
Remember in Carlisle how we used to sing Under His Wing? That was before we had our little boy who is now 16 years old. Let me sing it and then you sing it with me when you get the tape, okay? Bedtime now, and this tape is still not even half full, so it begins to look like before I can send it to you, I'm going to have to find a good radio program to record some music to fill up the other side. I know that you don't want to hear me sing another whole side. Not that I could tonight, anyway. I think I've suddenly lost my voice. But we've made a start, and we'll add to this and try to get it off this week anyway, so you'll get it maybe while you're at, is it Sasebo, where you'll be until the 9th of June, your birthday. Well, good night, darling.
Hi, yo-yo. That yo-yo.
Who is it?
Dodgy.
No. Whose yo-yo is it?
Mine.
And what color?
Her pretty hair.
Ah. What did you put on it?
Grease.
Grease. And then we brushed it.
Not brush.
Not so pretty.
Not pretty.
You're a real freak, aren't you? Whose brush did you use?
Mama.
Huh?
Brought Mark's hair.
Yeah, with Mark's hair brush. Looks so nice. What are we gonna do today?
some coffee?
Yeah.
What are we going to say?
I don't know.
Well, put your hands on the microphone and make a spray. Say, Daddy?
Daddy?
We're going to ask Sweetie.
Sweetie.
To come see me.
To me?
Yeah. Won't that be fun?
Be fun?
Yeah.
I'll drive a car.
Oh, he likes to ride in a red car, yes. Tell Daddy we rode in his car yesterday.
I rode in his car.
Yeah, where did you sit?
I know.
Way up high on the back seat, remember?
Back seat.
Mm-hmm.
The other day when we came in, I said, well, I'm going to have to get Daddy's car out one of these days and run it before the battery goes down. So yesterday, I decided that was the day to do it. I got it out, and he was so excited. He climbed up in the back seat just as big as could be, sat up there and talked about riding in Daddy's car. It's a good thing I got it out then, too, because it just barely turned over. If I hadn't known all of your tricks to make it start, it probably would not have started. But I used them all, and it turned over enough to catch the motor. Off we went. It's doing fine. I left it out so that I could clean out the garage today. It's full of little dog drippings. It probably isn't the smartest time to clean the garage, though, because for the next few days after they pour the cement, I guess today, if it doesn't rain, I'll have to keep the dog closed up in the garage until the cement is thoroughly dry. Now, I probably have to clean it again, but it's just such a mess I can't stand it, so maybe I'll have to clean it twice.
Hi. I'm David. Like bone milk. Oh, no, gum. Joey, and Jean taught that Joey.
We'll sing the Joey, all right, sing it.
Mama.
Oh, David.
I got Joey.
Down my heart.
In my heart. My heart.
Oh, Daddy, when he comes home, you'll have fun singing with him.
When you come back, sing me.
Yeah. Sing with you. Daddy will love to sing with you. Tell him we're going to play on the patio.
Play pal.
Yeah. Tell him we're going to have a patio.
Hot pal.
Uh-huh. Tell him about our new tree.
New tree.
Pretty.
Pretty.
Uh-huh. You like it?
I say you like it, and he shakes his head just like you could see his head shake, hear it. You can imagine, anyway. He forgets that, if he knows, anyway, that only the things he says and makes noises about come through. He's a pretty nice little boy. He's feeling better today. We want to wish you a happy birthday, darling, from all of us. How we'd love to be with you and really celebrate your birthday, but we do love you.
Yeah.
it's Friday morning, the last day of May. I guess you're at, where, Sasebo? That's where you were to be. All the kids have gone to school now. Boy, what a rat race. It's just like pulling teeth to get them to go anymore. I'll be so glad when school is over. It's hard for them to go 2 weeks later than they are accustomed to going. Of course, if they didn't have the week off at Easter time and a little extra at Christmas time, I guess they would be out by now. But they always want that, too, so you can't have everything. I hated to insist that Kurt and Lee go today, but they'll have a chance to rest up tomorrow on Sunday. And Kurt had missed 2 days already this week, and I was afraid maybe he better go. He got out and horsed around yesterday and played catch with the kids and over my protestations. He didn't think that I knew quite what I was about. So today, of course, he was gee-pooped again. But I told him that I would drive him to school and that he could stay there and just tough it out today. And then he could come home and go to bed and stay in bed until time to go again Monday, if that's what it took. Lee has that sore throat and pharyngitis that Bill had. She was in bed yesterday all day, and she's better this morning. She had no temperature, at least, but she gave it to me, so I'm going to the doctor this morning anyway. Maybe they'll be able to do something for me. I don't know whether it's this overcast, cloudy weather that's doing it or not, but boy, my whole right arm, from shoulder right on down to the tips of my fingers, just aches like the toothache. And I don't believe that the 10 days treatment of whatever it was did any good at all. However, they did give me a prescription for a couple bottles of sodium salicylate, which I have been taking the last few days. Boy, some mornings you can't make a nickel. You might just as well stay in bed. David is just on his way back to the Pie Pot for the second time. Evelyn and I had planned to go into town today. She was going to take me by the hospital for my appointment and go on in and do some shopping, and then we were going to meet at Marston's for lunch, but with my throat the way it is, I think that I'll just call her in a minute and suggest to her that she go on and get her shopping done. She only has 2 weeks until they leave to go back to Tennessee. And there's several things she wants to get done. She plans to rent their house, at least she hopes to, for the 10 or 11 weeks that she will be away. And several things she wants to replenish and get in order for that. But, boy, I think the best thing for me to do when I get through there is come on home and go to bed. We were going to leave our small fry over at Ms. Wentz's, and I guess we will. Anyhow, I'll leave David, and then I'll pick him up when I get through, because he usually goes to sleep about noontime anyway, and won't be any trouble. The kids can hardly wait for the cement to get dry enough for them to play on. This morning, Mark says, well, between 5 and 6 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to get out there and play on it. And I said, well, honey, if the sun doesn't come out, you won't be able to play on it at all today. We'll have to wait until tomorrow. Hmm? You too. What you did? Huh? You see? Did I pass? Okay, just a minute. You want me to wipe it?
Okay, Reda. Huh? Go that thing.
Yeah, that's the red thing. You want to talk to your little daddy?
Hi.
Ask him how he is today.
I have to read, ma'am.
Now, ask him, how are you today, Daddy?
How are you, Daddy?
Tell him you were glad to talk to him on the telephone.
A black cat on our world.
Telephone.
Daddy.
Yes, said Daddy. What did Daddy say to David?
Ice cream man.
Ice cream man? It's a little early in the morning for that, don't you think? Tell Daddy where you're going today.
I'm going to school.
We took Kurt and Lee to school, yes, but where else are we going?
Go rent.
Yeah, going to rent. Sweetie's going too.
Mama going to the doctor.
Yeah. Yes, Mama's going to the doctor. You're going to be a good boy, aren't you?
Daddy, Mama going that room. Not that.
Just a little red spot on the microphone. No, don't scratch it. It makes the noise in the microphone.
Now it's 3:30 in the afternoon, and I got home at 3 o'clock from the hospital. I left home at 9:30 this morning to go. At 11:30, the doctor came out and he says, "Well, all of you who are waiting to see me, I have to go to lunch now because the other fellow's off this afternoon. But I'll be back at 12:30, and I'm all caught up to 10 o'clock on my morning appointment." Well, I had an appointment at 10:10, so we had to wait till he got back, and of course he was late. And then I had to wait for one solid hour to get a little old bottle of B1 pills at the pharmacy. So I have spent the day. I don't think it was worth it. Lee wants to talk to you.
Today during gym, they called me down from down at the office. And the counselor from Crawford was there to make out our programs for we thought we were going to Crawford. And we weren't sure if we were on the boundary or not, because we had heard some reports that we were and some that we weren't. And so he called up the downtown office or whatever it is, the research center, and that they said that we weren't, that we had to go to Lincoln. Not this year, but next year it's going to be optional. And so the kids that are in the eighth grade now get to go to Crawford if they want to, but we have to go to Lincoln. I sort of wanted to go to Crawford, but I guess it's all right. But we didn't know what we had been called in the office for. It was just, they just called us down and didn't tell us why or who wanted us or anything. And so we just sat around for an hour and a half or so. They're just trying to kill us slowly by suspense, I guess.
The mail just came. I mean, we just got the mail as we came in, and we got the letter you sent with a tape and the slides. So I'll run this on off so we can hear what you have to say. Then if you have anything that we need to answer, I'll make another tape. We're dying to see the slides, although they're kind of past history. You said most of them were Sydney. Bye-bye. I really haven't had time to do more than just glance at the stationery, but it looks lovely. The mail came this morning while I was out making a call on a chaplain's wife who lives actually just over behind the Ashes, but you have to go on down Home Avenue and then come back up the hill to get over there. She's a little girl who is alone for the first time. They have a little boy about 18 or 20 months old. Her husband is with a group of destroyers out your way. He's just been gone a little over a month, and she's just about to flip. She's working herself to death. I guess she's trying to keep from missing her husband, not knowing that there isn't any way you can keep from doing that. But she's just really needs some good companionship, and yet she doesn't want to get out and go to any of the luncheons or anything. Her grandmother from North Carolina is here visiting her, and she could get out, but she just doesn't. They have one of those new places, and of course you know how much there is to do around a new house, but I think she's just overdoing it a little bit. She's a real nice little girl. I think they're Southern Baptist. I believe I found that out when I first met them. Her name is Sue Bell. And I don't remember what destroyer he is aboard, but you might run into him out that way. After we had a little bite of lunch, I got David down to bed. And then Lee and I got dressed and went into town. I had to go to the PX, to the Navy Exchange, pardon me, and get some gas and cash a check. I didn't have but a couple dollars. And then we went back by FedMart and picked up a few things there. and on into town, she had seen some things advertised in the paper. They were having sales all around, and she wanted to see some of the things. Some of them were definitely not worth going to see. But she did find a little play suit with a skirt, and, what else did she get? A pair of shorts, I guess. And I bought some pajamas for the boys at FedMart. They had some very cheap ones there, and they look like they're well-made, and they're nice material. They're probably made in Japan, as far as that's concerned, you know, like those shirts we got, the flannel shirts. But they needed them. The men came today, too, to lay out the patio and get the framework in so they can come Monday and pour the concrete. It will certainly be nice. We'll have a lovely big patio back there, and we will enjoy it so much. I'm not even sure that I'm going to go into getting bids for a covered area. I had called a couple places, and they didn't have the package deals anymore. So we may just get a bamboo blind like we had and call it quits for the summer. I think our tree's going to make us enough shade by next summer, too. It'll be really wonderful. Make it all worthwhile if we can get things where we'll have a real nice living area out there. It's been such a mess because when it rained, then it took 2 or 3 days for it to dry out enough so the kids could get out and play tetherball. And by that time, the ground was so hard that I needed to sprinkle it again to keep the grass from dying, and we just couldn't win for losing. So this way, everybody's going to be happy, I think, and it'll be wonderful. I certainly hope you do have a blue uniform and a khaki one made up. In fact, it might be a good idea if you'd have two, because I'm sure they're cheaper there than they are here. And I'll send you some more checks, so you'll be sure and have plenty of money. I sent the other check on into the Cleveland Bank, and after thinking it over, I wondered about the advisability of opening a savings account that far away from where we're going to be. So I asked them if they would put $500 in a savings account for us and send us $500 bonds. I think that probably would be better. Then the money would be drawing interest as long as we didn't have to use it anyway. And if we did, we'd have it readily available. I hope you approve of that. I may have to sign some things in order to open the account. Anyway, that's the trouble with having a savings account. You usually have a little bit of difficulty in drawing money out by mail. So we'll see how it works out. I hope it'll be all right.
I tried.
Hello, Daddy. This is Mark. You know, those jackets that you sent us, we got today, and it was in a little box, and all those jackets. That jacket fit me. Mother says it was a little bit too little, but it wasn't. But it was a little too big, I think. It looks a little, though. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh. Well, thank you for the blues that mine got popped. So did David's. He popped his. David popped mine, too. So there's one less. Bills. So I don't know what else to say. I'm going to church today. I mean, now it's Sunday, and I'm going to church.
You're speaking of characters.
We're already getting ready to our church, and I'm wearing the dress I made in home ec. It doesn't look too good, but it's all right. Yesterday we went to town, Mother and I, and I got a new slip and the cutest little play suit you ever saw. It's got the shorts and little top to it. And a skirt to go over it. David's having troubles. I don't think I'm going to go to Tennessee this summer with the Ashes. I think I'm going to stay here and go to summer school instead. Because things, I don't think they're just working out right. So I'm just going to stay here.
Play ball. Tap. Ha-ha-cha.
Yeah, cha.
Hi.
There's that hi again.
Hello, Daddy. This is Bill. Mark may have told you that we got the jackets, and they were real nice. I think David's was about the most right one. I think Mark's was a little too little, and mine's a little too little, but they were still real nice. And we went over to Walter's, and,
When?
Today. Today is Sunday, as you know. And Kurt Meehan listened to this real good program. It's about this. He says, this man says this Stanley Steamer is the fastest car, but it always blows up before it gets very fast.
I didn't go to church this morning. David's throat is still bad. His tonsils are knotted. There doesn't seem to be any soreness now. But I didn't think I ought to take him out and make him try to sit through Sunday school in church. So I just stayed home with him. He went to sleep then. After church, Evan came by and took Mark and Bill over to their house. Just a minute, David's tearing down the furniture. I think he's trying to get the carom board down so he can play. Be right back. While we were eating our lunch, Floyd called and asked if Kurt would like to go with him out to Pacific Beach. He was going to take Nathan out to Brown Military Academy to find out something about the summer session. I think Nathan is going. And so Kurt went along with them, and then they dropped him off over the ashes when they came back by. After David had his long nap this afternoon, we got dressed and went over there for a little while. Evan had asked us to come over and have supper with her. So we did. Then I came back by and dropped the children off at training union and brought David on home. Evan brought him home after training union. Fielder has started holding forth for so long in the evenings that it's after 9 o'clock before they get out, and we have just decided we can't stay for church anymore because it makes it so late when the children get to bed that they can't get up, especially as long as school is going on. And after all, if a fellow can't say what he has to say in less than an hour, then I don't figure he's got anything much to say. I guess you